in life with a sense of being an authority, no matter what comes up. I have to judge. I have to weigh in. I have to know what my opinion is, and then I'll know what to do. As if our opinion is so weighty and wonderful. And in our time, in the last 20 years, that's certainly increased. Blogs and all that. Give us your opinion. As if my opinion or your opinion is that important. As if any opinion on anything is that important. What's an opinion? Just an opinion. But we take our own opinions ultra seriously. As if we had limitless information and limitless ability to understand and great genius of perception and understanding. That's how most of us hold ourselves. That's how we're taught to hold ourselves. Who gets taught humility? Very few. Real humility. Who gets taught to not follow what your own mind says? To think beyond that? Very few, if any. So at some point, if you're wanting more spiritual maturity, really more maturity, however you want to characterize it, you have to start to see with your own eyes, with your own understanding, that you may not be the authority in every situation, even about yourself. You're complex enough that you may have very little understanding of what's going on even with you. The trouble is, we tell ourselves things and then we believe it. I'm not saying stop telling yourselves things, I'm saying stop believing it. Start to see beyond what your own mind tells you. Start to see that there are tremendously more possibilities. Come on in. Then you become, for the first time, truly open-minded. Because then you're taking in the possibility of operating from more knowledge than just your own. More understanding than just your one viewpoint. Then you're open to a host of other influences that don't involve only your limited perspective. Some of these things I'm implying are very down to earth and everyday, and some are very mystical and esoteric. But however you categorize them, it's a whole gamut of other understandings and other information and other intuitions and other knowings that have nothing to do with your mind and your judgments. It's really your judgment that's screening out the other possibilities, that's limiting you to a very fixed and comfortable set of viewpoints. We all think we have an open mind. A really open mind is rare. A really open mind never believes itself. A really open mind isn't interested in its own judgments.